St. Edward's State Park is a chunk of forest almost four times the size of Disneyland. It's just outside of Seattle in Kenmore, on the shore of Lake Washington, a patch of stillness in the middle of our booming region. The state wants to put a hotel in the middle of that. Today I'm going to tell you how a plan for the park has divided its neighbors. In the center of St. Edward's State Park, there's a beautiful old brick building, a seminary where the Catholic Church used to train priests. The state took it over as part of the park in 1977, but frankly, the building is a money pit. The state hasn't been able to renovate it. It costs taxpayers $100,000 a year just to keep it from falling apart.
You don't have any physical limitations, any injuries, anything like that that'll keep you from going up this spiral staircase?
No. Ranger Carl Hinsey climbs up a narrow spiral staircase to the top of the bell tower.
So anyway, this is the bell tower. Do you want me to ring it?
Yeah.
A giant white owl flies silently out of the rafters.
Oh, owls! Did you see that?
Ranger Hinsey leans out the window after it.
Oh, wow.
He spies a couple visitors on the ground.
Did you hear the bell? Wow, you should have heard it from up here. I think we're half deaf.
From here, we can see the roof of the seminary below. It stands in the middle of a green lawn. A vast forest surrounds the lawn. The state park system wants to give the building and some of the lawn to Daniel's Real Estate. The developer would fix it up and turn it into a privately owned hotel and spa. In exchange, Daniels would give the park 10 acres of steeply sloped forest at the northwest corner of the park. Activist Colleen Ponto says the building and its crises will lead us into a bad deal. She says it distracts us from what's really important about this park, the nature. Follow the path of a frightened owl, and you'll find Ponto hiking on one of the forest trails.
One day in this ravine, I was hiking, and I saw a bald eagle flying low among the trees here.
It snatched a small bird and carried it up to a branch.
And it ate the entire thing, and I stood here for about 30 minutes watching the crunch of the bones and the feathers fly. It was so amazing to witness.
Ponto doesn't like the way the real estate developer has swooped in to take the seminary building.
The land and the habitat should trump the use of the building.
She'd rather see this building fall to ruin than to lose the heart of the park to a private developer.
I feel like it's wrong to sell any part of a public park, especially one in an urban setting in the Pacific Northwest used by so many people.
She says the state should just suck it up and buy the 10 acres he's offering without trading away anything.
This is a public park, not a private park, and it should remain so.
Developer Kevin Daniels says the property would remain accessible even in private hands.
Just think of any hotel you've ever been in. You can go in and have dinner. You can use the spa, even if you're not staying there. And so most of these rooms that I'm showing you now are actually going to be open for the public at all times.
Daniels shows me around the old dormitories. As we pass the open doorways to the tiny rooms, we're bathed in sunlight, then shadow, sunlight, then shadow. Just one of the many special experiences that inspires Daniels about this building.
It's the rhythm of the light coming through, the era that it was built in, and just how it all fits together. All of these halls on all of the floors will be preserved exactly like they are now.
Daniels made a career in architectural preservation. He restored Union Station in Pioneer Square and the Starbucks headquarters in SoDo. He believes that kind of work serves a higher purpose.
The city's soul is its history. Okay, it may have an economic heart, but its soul is where we've come from. All those people that have worked to build the city to where it is, we need to remember.
In this case, remembering means putting this building in his hands so he can save it. The offer has divided the community. At a recent public meeting, the two sides mostly sat on opposite sides of the room, like the bride and groom's family at a wedding.
So there's two sides to this story. But what's interesting to me is that everyone is interested in the park.
That's Michael Hankinson, the park's planner, pushing for the deal with the developer.
Everyone here supports the park. It's just maybe we don't agree necessarily on our prioritization.
He says as a result of the Great Recession, the state legislature told state parks they'd have to start operating like a business, earning their own keep, like a teenager being weaned off of generous parents.
The harsh reality is when you make business decisions, this is what it looks like. We have people who think, oh, it's abhorrent to have commercialization of parks, but we really have no other choice if we want to save some of these historic structures that are so costly to the taxpayer, and there's no other way to do it.
In September, the state will decide whether to push the deal forward. But there's still a long way to go, even after that. The federal government could choose to block the deal. Because way back in 1977, the state park was purchased with federal money. And that gives them a say in the land's future. Money almost always comes with strings attached. The challenge is to decide which strings you can live with. In Kenmore, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.